At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and said, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Jesus called to himself a little child, set him among them, and said, "Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like little children, you will in no way enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever welcomes a little child like this in my name receives me. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believes in me to stumble, it would be better for him that a large millstone should be hung about his neck, and that he should be sunk into the depths of the sea. Woe to the world because of stumbling blocks, for it is necessary that those stumbling blocks come. But woe to the person through whom those stumbling blocks come. If your hand or your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away from you. It is better for you to enter into life maimed or lame than to be thrown into the eternal fire having two hands or two feet. If your eye causes you to stumble, pluck it out and throw it away from you. It is better for you to enter into life with one eye than to be thrown into the fiery hell having both eyes. See that you do not despise any of these little ones. For I say to you that in heaven their angels always look on the face of my Father who is in heaven. What do you think? If anyone has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, does he not leave the 99 on the hillside and go off seeking the one that went astray? If he finds it, truly I say to you, he rejoices over it more than over the 99 that did not go astray. In the same way, it is not the will of your Father in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. If your brother sins against you, go and rebuke him between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you will have gained your brother. But if he does not listen to you, take one or two others along with you, so that by the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word might be confirmed. And if he refuses to listen to them, tell the matter to the church. If he also refuses to listen to the church, let him be to you as a pagan and a tax collector. I tell you truly, whatever things you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, I tell you truly, if two of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father who is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in their midst. Then Peter came and said to Jesus, "Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Until 7 times? Jesus said to him, "I do not tell you 7 times, but until 70 times 7. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is similar to a certain king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. As he began the settling, one servant was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. But since he did not have the means to repay, his master commanded him to be sold, together with his wife and children, and everything that he had, and payment to be made. So the servant fell down, bowed down before him, and said, "Master, have patience with me, and I will pay you everything." So the master of that servant, since he was moved with compassion, released him and forgave him the debt. But that servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. He took hold of him, began to choke him, and said, "Pay me what you owe." But his fellow servant fell down and pleaded with him, saying, "Have patience with me, and I will repay you. But the first servant refused. Instead, he went and threw him into prison until he should pay him what he owed. When his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply grieved. They came and told their master everything that had happened. Then that servant's master called him and said to him, "You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. Should you not have had mercy on your fellow servant, even as I had mercy on you?" His master was angry and handed him over to the torturers until he would pay all that was owed. So also my heavenly Father will do to you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart.